without national centralized plan for the water, the sort of properties of the country, then anybody can do this. So it has a great potential, but also creates a lot of legal and sort of existential problems for different people in different parts of the country.
But this port is strategically located, and it would even help maybe ease tensions with Ethiopia. Do you think so?
No, I don't think so. Ethiopia is interested in having a naval base. That's the fundamental thing, because it already has a commercial access to the ports of Djibouti, three ports in that country. And so what this is doing, it is the national sort of ecosystem of the country in Somalia is being pilfered by individual groups, which will sort of continue to sort of, if you like, undermine the collective national agenda to coordinate its ports and the development of its infrastructure. Virtually anybody can do any of these things now, given what has happened in Hopio. So the national government should have the authority to be able to map out what the country needs, and then the regions can develop that. But if every Tom and Harry does that, then it means that anybody can get into the waters of Somalia without national reconnaissance and understanding.
Yeah, but the government in Mogadishu says the aim is to turn the small settlement of about 11,000 people into a regional trade hub for Ethiopia, an alternative outlet to Djibouti, and to decongest the port of Mogadishu. Is that a fair assessment?
No, it's a wrong assessment, and it's a pedantic assessment. If you want to develop infrastructure that has what economists call economies of scale, then what you can do is plan this such that you have the Bosaso port, you have the Berbera port, or you have the Djibouti, but you have the Kismayo port, you have the Mogadishu port. All of these ports, if they are developed substantially, can serve the country. And then if you want to develop communities along the coast, there are other ways to do this rather than duplicate and undermine. So the infrastructure scale of Hopio, of other places, the country doesn't have the resource to develop those things. So on the one hand, it undermines Mogadishu, and it undermines Bosaso, it undermines Kismayo. But on the other hand, it creates a false hope for local communities, when those local communities should really be focusing on how to exploit and use the resources, in particularly in the form of fish, properly. What I would like to suggest, I think here, is that given the long coastline it has, Somalis should not be concerned about Ethiopia. Somalis should be concerned about Somalia. If Ethiopia wants to have friendly commercial relationships, Somalis should be able and willing to do that and negotiate that. But to say we want to satisfy and take the pressure of Djibouti, that's a sort of a misspeaking on the part of the government of the country.